This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for mabcampeth. Active ingredient, S. alemtuzumab. This leaflet provides important information about using mabcampeth. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using mabcampeth. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I receiving mabcampeth? Mabcampeth contains the active ingredient alemtuzumab. Mabcampeth is a monoclonal antibody that specifically recognizes and binds to a unique protein located on the surface of abnormal lymphocytes. Mabcampeth is an anti-cancer drug used to treat a form of leukemia, known as B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia, BCLL. This is a cancer of the type of white blood cells called lymphocytes. Patients with BCLL have too many abnormal lymphocytes, which displace healthy cells in the bone marrow, where most new blood cells are formed in addition to the bloodstream and other organs. Without enough healthy blood cells, infections, anemia, bruising, excessive bleeding, or organ failure can result. What should I know before I receive mabcampeth? Warnings. Do not use medicine name if you are allergic to alemtuzumab, or murine proteins, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, including an active infection which is spread around the body, HIV, an active secondary cancer, heart disease, or condition. Your doctor will monitor you carefully, as mabcampeth may make these conditions worse. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not receive treatment with mabcampeth if you are pregnant. It may affect your developing baby if you receive this medicine whilst pregnant. Ensure you are using reliable contraception during treatment and for 6 months after treatment. If you become pregnant whilst receiving this medicine, inform your doctor immediately. Do not breastfeed if you are receiving mabcampeth. Do not begin to breastfeed until at least 4 weeks after you have finished your treatment with mabcampeth and have consulted your doctor. It is possible that your baby might be affected if you breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with mabcampeth and affect how it works. These include anti-cancer medicines. It is recommended that mabcampeth is not given within 3 weeks of other chemotherapeutic medicines. Live viral vaccines. It is recommended that patients do not receive live viral vaccines for at least 12 months following mabcampeth therapy. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect medicine name. How do I receive mabcampeth? How much is given, and when? Mabcampeth is given under the supervision of your doctor. It is given in the form of a solution directly into the bloodstream through a vein, known as an intravenous infusion. Each time you receive mabcampeth, the infusion will take about 2 hours. During the first week, 3 mg of mabcampeth will be given on day 1, then 10 mg on day 2 and 30 mg on day 3. Mabcampeth will continue to be given at 30 mg doses on 3 alternate days each week. You may experience early side effects, and the initial smaller doses may be repeated until the side effects go away or reduce. The aim is to increase the amounts of mabcampeth you receive slowly, in order to reduce the possibility of side effects and to enable your body to tolerate the medicine better. Your doctor will carefully monitor you and decide how much to give you throughout your treatment with mabcampeth. How long is mabcampeth given for? Mabcampeth treatment may continue for up to 12 weeks, depending on your progress. Mabcampeth causes suppression of the immune system, which affects the natural ability of the body to fight infection for up to 6 months after treatment. Therefore, you may require antibiotics or antivirals to provide you with extra protection until your immune system has recovered. If you receive too much mabcampeth, if you think that you have been given too much mabcampeth, you may need urgent medical attention. Your doctor will treat you as required. If you have any ill effects from having received too much mabcampeth, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while receiving mabcampeth? Things you should do. Remind any doctor or dentist you visit that you're receiving mabcampeth. If you're going to have surgery, tell the surgeon and/or anesthetist that you're receiving this medicine. If you're about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you're receiving this medicine. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how mabcampeth affects you. Mabcampeth may cause confusion and sleepiness in some people. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Discharge with itching of the eyes and crusty eyelids. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Tiredness, headaches, being short of breath when exercising, dizziness, looking pale. Weight loss, loss of appetite. Anxiety, confusion, depression, drowsiness, trouble sleeping, being unusually overactive. Fainting, dizziness, tremor, pins and needles, decreased feeling or sensitivity, headache, taste loss. Bluish discoloration of skin, flushing. Abnormal heartbeat, fast or slow. Difficulty in breathing, pressure, chest tightness, coughing. Nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, diarrhea, indigestion, constipation, wind. Rash, itchy or not, excessive sweating, redness of the skin. Aching muscles, muscle tenderness or weakness, not caused by exercise. Back pain, joint pain, chest pain. Fever, chills, tiredness, unusual weakness. Feeling of tension or fullness in the nose, cheeks and behind your eyes, sometimes with a throbbing ache. Fever, stuffy nose and loss of the sense of smell. Sore throat and discomfort when swallowing. Symptoms of low calcium levels in the blood, which includes muscle spasm or twitching, numbness or tingling in fingers and toes. Depression, irritability, confusion, disorientation. Dehydration or excessive thirst. Blisters and/or ulcers in the mouth or genitalia. Symptoms of pneumonia such as fever, chills, shortness of breath, cough and phlegm that may be bloodstained. Flu-like symptoms such as high temperature, sore throat, runny nose, cough and chills. Burning or pain upon urination, increased frequency to urinate. Sore, creamy yellow, raised patches in the mouth. Itching, burning and a tick, white, cottage cheese discharge. Unexplained weight gain, feeling cold, worsening tiredness, new constipation. Weight loss, excessive sweating, intolerance to heat, increased bowel movements. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. If you believe the side effect is of a more severe nature, tell your doctor as soon as possible. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bleeding from the back passage, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Unusually swollen glands in the neck, armpit, or groin. Loss of hearing. Loss of control of your bladder or bowel. Sudden signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Signs of heart attacks such as central crushing chest pain, aching sensation in your chest or arms that may spread to your neck, jaw, or back, pain in left arm, increased sweating. Signs of a stroke such as drooping of the skin on your face, or sudden weakness, or numbness on one side of the body, or sudden difficulty with speech, or your vision. Signs of tumor lysis syndrome such as pain in one side of the body under the rib cage, little or no urine, drowsiness, nausea, vomiting, breathlessness, irregular heartbeat, loss of memory, loss of consciousness. Signs of hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis, excessive activation of white blood cells such as fever, swollen glands, bruising, or skin rash. Hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis can be fatal if not diagnosed and treated early. Signs of glomerulonephritis such as pink or cola-colored urine or foam in the urine or noticeable swelling face, hands, feet, and abdomen. Signs of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a temporary inflammation of the nerves, causing pain, weakness, and paralysis in the extremities and often progressing up to the chest and face. Signs of hepatitis, associated with a viral infection called Epstein-Barr virus, including fatigue, flu-like symptoms, dark urine, pale stool, abdominal pain, loss of appetite, unexplained weight loss, yellow skin and eyes, abnormally fast or irregular heartbeat, extreme difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, sharp chest pains which are worse when breathing in, frequent fainting, severe bleeding or bruising more than usual, e.g. persistent nosebleeds. Signs of intracranial hemorrhage such as severe headache, nausea, vomiting, alertness changes, problems with speech, balance, coordination, or focusing of the eyes. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or nurse if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What mapcampeth contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Alemtuzumab. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Disodium edentate. Phosphate buffered saline. This consists of polysorbate 80, potassium chloride, monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, dibasic sodium phosphate and water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What mapcampeth looks like. Mapcampeth is a colorless to slightly yellow concentrate. Ostar 116622. Mapcampeth, when reconstituted, should be used immediately after dilution, or within 8 hours after dilution. The solution should be stored between 15 degrees Celsius and 30 degrees Celsius, or refrigerated. Preparation of the solution should occur under aseptic conditions and the solution should be protected from light. Mapcampeth contains no antimicrobial preservative. Who distributes mapcampeth? Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Free call 1-800-818-806. This leaflet was prepared in January 2, 22. Mabcampath CCDSV 19 MIV 4-23 DEC 21.